You're listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play Fatecore game by Noble Jester Productions. Welcome to Rillian, a Western fantasy world where magic needs fuel, and that fuel is mined and refined into Ecton. A place of vast deserts, dark rituals, and greedy mining companies. A dwarf awakens and has forgotten who he is. Who is Verboden, and how will he seek to remember his past in the midst of this harsh world?
So, Verboden, it has been several months since the Dream Leech attacked Silver Ridge. The people of Silver Ridge have kind of recovered from the attack of these demonic creatures. There's been sorrow, funerals over the deaths of Han Willowbrook and Ada Deason. Jarl never returned from the cave. Ada's body was recovered just outside of her store. But nobody ever saw Jarl after that point. During this time, the people of Ecton Falls, and to a smaller extent, Silver Ridge, have pooled together their resources to build the Rough Riders, like you envisioned with Sheriff Ironhands. Several other towns in the New Frontier have also begun to participate in kind of sharing and pooling their resources for this concept of the Rough Riders, and the people of the New Frontier have begun to take on kind of their own ability to defend themselves through the Rough Riders. So the New Frontier in general loses the aspect, these people need help and no one is coming. So that aspect is completely gone.
Okay.
And gains the aspect, the Rough Riders. So that aspect you can now use for the reputation of the Rough Riders, their resources, the help of its members. You can use it for multiple things.
Okay. Does Silver Ridge still have Armed and Dangerous, or is that replacing that as well?
Silver Ridge, inside of Silver Ridge, still has Armed and Dangerous.
Okay, got it.
You have, we'll kind of deal with your character sheet for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have the trouble aspect, I don't know who I am, because now you do know who you are.
Yeah.
So what have you chosen to replace that with?
So I have chosen, I am ashamed of my past, what I experienced in those memories, and seeing what that has caused, especially now with the loss of the people I've cared about in Silver Ridge, Jarl as a friend and partner, and the death of Ada's mother. Including my past as in even just things I've experienced in my life cycle right now.
Alright. The demon creature problem continued for the New Frontier in some ways, but rumors of this devilish figure that you know to be Asmodean have kind of placed him all over the New Frontier, closing portals, battling these demons, and the number of reported demonic creatures has dwindled, and it's been weeks since you've heard anything about these creatures. One morning, about 3 months after your encounter with the Dream Leech, you wake up to a pounding on the door of your shared kind of office and home.
Mm-hmm. I go and open the door.
Okay, yeah. Piter is standing there at your door, and he says, Verboden, it's good to see you this morning. I hope I haven't woken you.
Oh, no, it's all right, Potter. I was already up and around getting my day started. How can I help you?
Well, she's coming.
She? Actually, would I, recognize who he's talking about?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so this is a surprise, not something I would have known.
Okay.
She? Is something I'm missing here? Who's coming?
Yindra, of course.
Sorry, what?
She's coming to our town, to Silver Ridge.
That's fantastic. That's good news there. Anything I need to do to prepare for her arrival?
Well, I wish that we could do a lot to prepare for her arrival, but I don't think we have the time. She's almost here. She's requested to meet with you, with the sheriff, personally.
Oh, she has, okay. How soon is she going to be here? Like, fumbling around, like, trying to, like, dress myself. Is she, like, here now? What are you talking about?
I think mere minutes.
Okay, well, if you excuse me, I'm going to get myself ready, and I guess I can... Should I meet you in the house of Yendra?
Yes, yes, we should certainly have her come there. It's a good thing I've cleaned up. Yes, yes, let's do that.
Okay, well, I'll meet you there in a bit. Kind of close the door and take like a deep exhale. Then I collect my thoughts for a moment and kind of scramble and try to get dressed.
Okay. So yeah, you get dressed. A few minutes pass as you're kind of scrambling around and getting yourself ready, and you see out the window a group of these marked of Yendra, you know, these golden skinned, white hair, almost angelic looking figures ride up in kind of a circle with a woman on a horse in the center of them. And they kind of make their way into the center of the square. And just from, you know, immediate visual inspection, these marked look incredibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of stop next to the church, and a few of them go inside, and then a few moments later, the woman gets down and goes into the church. And this is your first time seeing Yendra since who knows when.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly since that you remember, since your that kind of moment just before you were cursed. She pretty much looks the same as you remember her. Dark skin, dark hair, kind of pulled back in it's kind of long braids wrapped up with some sort of a red cloth. There's just even looking at her through a window, there's a massive wave of emotions and thoughts that's, I'm sure, running through you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm standing there kind of tapping my foot on the ground, bouncing up and down, super nervous as she's coming up, and then I kind of look around and I run over to a table where I have just some, you know, different books and things set up. I've got my belt there, so I'll put the belt on. I've got a wooden comb. I'm going to use that to run it through my beard a few times and kind of look in the mirror. But just as I see myself in the mirror, kind of pause for a moment, realizing I'm in a dwarf form and have those flashes of seeing myself in these different ways, kind of takes me back for a second. Something I've been having happen as I see myself, you know, over the last few months since having that experience with the Dream Leech and those memories. So I'll set that down and then take a deep breath and walk out the door and start walking through the square up to the church.
Okay. You walk up to the church and one of the marked kind of puts out a hand and looks you up and down, almost with like a dismissive look. And he says, "You're not taking that weapon in there."
"Oh, sorry, I just had a habit here. I'm just the sheriff here. Sure, I can go put this back, or you can hang on to it as long as I get it back."
"I'll hang on to it for you."
"All right." So I kind of spin it and flip it handle side first over to him.
He takes it and, like, you know, looks like he's not really paying much attention to it, and then kind of glances at it, and then takes a moment and actually, like, looks at it. And then he looks at you and nods, almost with a sign of respect.
Kind of tip my hat down to him, and then I'll keep walking.
Okay. So you walk in, and you can see, obviously, instantly your attention is drawn to Yendra, who just commands the room. Her aura is incredibly powerful, and you can almost, like, feel these waves of power and magic emanating off of her as you enter into this room. But none of that really matters because you see her face. But you can see her standing there talking to Piter as you walk in.
So I'll just walk in and won't announce myself or anything. I'll just kind of stand there, fold my arms across kind of my sides of my chest. Just kind of wait and watch.
Okay. She turns to you as you walk in. No recognition. And she says,
"So this must be the famous sheriff."
And Piter looks at you and says, "Oh, yes, I apologize, my lady. Yes, this is our sheriff, Verboden. And as he says that name, this complex look crosses her face of pain, guilt, a little bit of shame, and she takes a step back. One of her hands goes up to her heart for a moment, and then she straightens up and walks over to you.
Is it you?
So in this moment, I'm doing my best to kind of fake this. the sheriff of Silver Ridge, that means Verboden. Definitely not as famous as Indra. I mean, we're happy to have you in our town. So we have Piter here, does a great job on behalf of you. So welcome.
You can see she is clearly struggling to kind of marshal her emotions. And then she puts a hand out and says,
Verboden, it's wonderful to meet you. I'm Yindra.
Nice to meet you there, Yindra, and I'll reach out a hand to shake her hand.
As you, like, grab her hand to shake it, like, these marked in this room, mm-hmm. like, kind of shift forward towards you. But she, you know, firmly shakes your hand and kind of clutches on a little too long, but then lets your hand go. She kind of takes a deep breath and says,
Well, I wanted to meet with you because I wanted to congratulate you. You've done good work with this town, and what you've been creating with the Sheriff of Ecton Falls, these Rough Riders. I feel like this is a good thing for the people of the frontier to have protection.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. It definitely is, I would say a pretty important thing for the people out here to have that protection. Now, unfortunately, that was sorely lacking. Kind of pauses for a moment and looks at her. Thankfully, there is somebody like good old Rolling Iron Hands, and yeah, we're doing okay.
That's good. I appreciate Roland. Although I was sad to have him leave the Marked, he has done good work here, as have you. Truly, there was another thing I wish to speak to you about. I understand you have worked with this creature that has been roaming through the frontier, fighting these demons. He goes by Asmodian.
Oh yeah, Asmodian. I was with him up for a little bit there.
Do you know where he is?
I do not. I catch wind of him roaming around and getting reports, even from the Rough Riders. No, but seems like everybody's just a little bit behind him.
I need to know where he is. He must be stopped.
Stopped? I'm sorry. Do you know what he's doing?
Yes, he's closing these portals and fighting this incursion, which, of course, a good thing. But now that he has succeeded, he's going to take it a step too far.
Hmm. What would that step be?
I don't know what you know about our world, but there's something about Rillian that invites these portals to other dimensions and other worlds. I've taken care of it. I have guardians at these portals. I'm afraid that this Asmodian will make his way to the portal, to the abyss, and mistake my guardian for a way to close the portal, like I've heard reports of how he has closed portals already.
Is this abyss place you speak of?
The abyss is a terrible place, with creatures, these demons, that I'm sure you yourself have fought and encountered. I've taken care of this portal, and yes, this was an invasion that I'm very glad has been dealt with. But this very portal itself cannot be messed with.
Well, I don't know. I mean, no offense to you, but I've witnessed these portals on my own, and nothing good has come from leaving any of these open, so... I hear you say you have a guardian, but what assurances do we have that it's going to be okay?
Nothing comes through this portal. The guardian has taken care of it.
You're concerned Asmodian's going to take out your guardian?
Of course. That would free the creatures inside the abyss to roam through our world. And of course that would be a terrible thing. Like this incursion, but on a scale much greater.
Well, I'm open to have a talk with Asmodian. I mean, I gotta find him first. I'm in the same place you are. I haven't seen him since, so man, it's been, 6 months now?
Well, I was hopeful that you might have some sort of lead on where he is. But again, I thank you for your service.
She kind of pauses for a moment and just kind of shakes her head a little bit and says,
It was nice to see you again, Verboden.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you, Yinder.
Yes, I apologize. I misspoke. It was nice to meet you.
Well, not sure if you're all staying around here in Silver Ridge, but home is your home, and see to you being taken care of unless you're headed back. I understand that as well.
No, we won't be staying. The hunt continues.
She nods to you and walks back over to Piter and kind of touches him on the shoulder. And then her and the remark with her walk out the door.
So I will collect myself again and then walk out behind and try to find the mark that had my pistol. Make sure I get that back.
Yeah, he's standing right outside the door and hands it back to you and then goes and mounts up and the group of them ride out of town.
Okay.
As you're kind of standing there watching them ride out, Piter steps out next to you and watches. He says, "She just has such a presence about her."
So I'm like kind of looking forward, but hearing it, but not really. Just gotta watch them right off. I'm just like, yeah.
All right. Anything specific you want to do, or should I kind of move things along?
I want to go, and this is something I would do, I think, on a daily basis since what's happened in the last 3 months. I'm going to go to the grave of where we have the bodies and people that died that day.
Okay.
I'm just going to go there and just spend some time.
Okay. Anything specific you want to do or just kind of spend some time there?
Yeah, just spend some time there. Really just remember them. I think that's the key thing it would be for him. He's just going to try to picture their faces, their names, their memories, and just kind of keep up with that.
Okay. Yeah, you spend some time there remembering them. Thinking about the times you spent with them, the interactions you had. After some time, you head back to your office. Later that same day, someone comes to your office and reports to you that one of these demon creatures has been sighted up on the ridge. And there's a couple of people that have gathered together. They have weapons and Jasper's there, and he's got a rifle, and cocks the rifle. Hey, Verboten, we're ready to go.
All right, well, let's not waste any time. Everybody's ready? Everybody accounted for?
Oh, yeah, we're armed and dangerous.
You certainly are, Jasper. All right, well, let's mount up and head out.
All right, so you all mount up, and, you know, all of these people have been trained now, not just by you initially, but also have now kind of been trained to become Rough Riders. You know, most of the people who have shown an interest in each of your towns have kind of become a part of this, not necessarily official organization, but just kind of a loose collection of people that have shown an interest and an ability to protect, you know, the frontier. And so you ride up to, you kind of have to circle around the side to get up on top of the ridge, but eventually you make your way up there and you ride for a couple of minutes kind of along the edge of the ridge, and eventually you come to this large rock that, sitting on top of it looking down at the town, you see familiar, large, hulking form of Asmodeus.
Okay, so as I see him riding up, I'll kind of put a hand up to the group, and it's all right, I know this one. Give me just a few minutes here.
Oh, okay, yeah, we can do that, although Jasper kind of holds up the rifle, and he's like, I got a bead on him if you want me to.
All right, it's all right, Jasper, go back a ways with this one.
All right, well, you're in charge.
So I'll ride up to him.
He's just kind of watching as you ride up to him. He says, as you ride up, Verboten, glad to see you're still alive.
Yeah, I had a couple close calls, but still taken. Making the rounds, hearing lots of stories about you.
Yes, well, this world has become a bit of a mess since I've been here last and taking out the trash.
Yeah, so what are you up to these days? I've been hearing that a lot of these demons and portals have been closed, so what you been up to?
Well, yes, I've, I think, closed all of them except one. There's one final portal remaining, and I figured that, well, to be honest, I think I need help with this one.
Okay, now, where's this portal?
There's a town out to the west of here, Twin Rivers. You ever heard of it?
Would I heard of that?
You would, probably. Okay. It's not a super, like, you know, well-known town. They haven't taken part in the Rough Riders or anything like that, but you would know of it vaguely.
Okay.
It's a decently large town. A lot of people have moved there, mining and farming and kind of the whole bit, but you don't know a ton about it.
Okay. You say this is the last one, huh?
I believe it is. As soon as I can close this portal, we'll be rid of these foul creatures.
Hey, can I tell you something?
You can speak.
So, Yindra, came to visit.
I saw her approach this morning.
Funny enough, she was asking about where you are.
Still can't get over me, huh?
Anyway.
Wait a minute. You remember something.
Yeah, remember a little bit.
Ah, welcome back, Verboten.
Yeah, I guess welcome back to you, too.
Well, we've both had like I said last time, we've both had our own paths to walk.
That is quite the understatement. So what she was saying here is that this portal needs to stay open.
She would, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I had a bit of a reaction to that. I explained to her, really nothing good is coming out of these. I don't really understand why she would want to keep it open. Any clue?
Because she's arrogant and thinks if she can't do something, it can't be done.
And you can do it, right?
I can, but I do need your help.
Well, last time around, I helped you, you helped me. So, what's in store for us this time around?
Different situation this time. The town of Twin Rivers is fortified. Your friends, Shunt Mining Company, are holed up there.
Oh yeah, I love those guys.
Yes, sure you do. Their leader, a fellow by the name of Degomar Shunt, he has, unfortunately, I think been working with these demons. I've seen troubling signs that some of the mining company people have fused or merged with these demons, and it cannot continue.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. I had a run-in with Degomar here a few months back. Yeah, not a pleasant fellow.
Well, I have not had the opportunity to speak with him personally, or he wouldn't be breathing still.
Yeah, looking back now, it might have been good for me just to take care of him. He's like, almost like you without a purpose, or if your purpose is just money. That's like what he's like.
That's scary.
Yeah, and you're pretty scary too.
Yes, well, these people of Twin Rivers, they need our help. They need your help. And your Rough Riders.
So, you're about helping people now?
I've always been about helping the people of Rillian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what then? We close this portal, then what next? You want to put on a badge? You want to be a Rough Rider there, Asmodian?
I'm afraid if these demons are stopped, to be honest, I don't know what I would do next.
That's probably the scariest thing I've heard you say.
I don't know. There are other portals in Rillian, other things that threaten, and I don't know if I could.
He's kind of visibly, like, unsure with this question, and you've never seen him unsure before.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
to go up against the devils. Well, that's neither here nor there. I think we can focus on the task at hand. We need to close this portal. I need to close this portal. And you, I hope, need to save the people of Twin Rivers and hopefully end this Shunt Mining Company for good.
You seem right. Sometimes it feels a little weird, but yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you. See what you're saying. We can do that.
You know, if you remember, just remember this. You betrayed me. I did not betray you.
Yeah, about that. I did remember some things, and I know it doesn't really matter. I'm sure a lot of things have happened for both of us, but I'm sorry.
Right. Doesn't matter.
All right, well, let's head on out.
All right, well, I will meet you at Twin Rivers. I have a few other things I need to do between now and then, and hopefully you have your work cut out for you to assemble your Rough Riders. It's going to take a bit of an army.
Okay, well, a little concerned, though, too. I mean, I understand the importance of this, but also these are not just pieces in a game. These are people with families and hopes.
For the good of Rillian? Sometimes even people with families and hopes must be killed.
All right, well, I'll do what I can.
Trust you will, or Rillian will be in grave danger.
I'll remember that.
He gets up and just kind of starts to walk away. Do you go back to Jasper and the others?
Yeah, yes, I'd ride back over to Jasper.
Okay. Well, I guess you drove him away, huh?
Yeah, had that effect on people. He's, give me some news. I don't feel like sharing it here. Let's, head back into town and I can fill you in.
All right. Well, let's do it.
All right. And with that, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our friend at the RPG Goblin podcast, where Willow and her guests talk about all things TTRPGs. We hope you check it out.
Welcome to the RPG Goblin, a podcast that makes exploring TTRPGs fun and easy for you. My goal is to be the best resource for exploring and learning new TTRPGs, no matter if you're a veteran player, have only played D&D, or you're just getting into the hobby. My name is Willow, and I am the host of the RPG Goblin, and I am obsessed with TTRPGs to the point that I would talk about them so much that I drove my mom crazy, and she told me to start a podcast, so I did. On the RPG Goblin, I sit down with guests and we delve deep into TTRPGs like Pathfinder, Monster of the Week, and Wanderhome, and we do the hard work of finding the games and breaking them down for you so that all you have to do is listen to an episode and find your new favorite game. Along with exploring games, we also discuss different TTRPG topics that help you improve your own games at home. So if you want to find your new favorite game or you just want to switch up from playing D&D, then listen to the RPG Goblin wherever you find your podcasts.
So you ride back into town, and we will skip over talking about that, but I'd like to know, on a broader scale, what are you going to do? You have this organization, the Rough Riders, kind of, you have riders that have been put in outposts between the towns so you can pass information fairly quickly. You have people of Silver Ridge, you have people of Ecton Falls, you have several other towns that have all kind of pooled resources, and there are people who are ready and equipped to ride forward to protect the town if it's needed. So you have resources at your disposal if you want to use them.
Yeah, I think, Verboten's definitely feeling guilty of the losses he's had, but also he knows the nature of Shunt Mining Company and what they're capable of, and especially with this demonic presence he's fought over, the combination of those things is probably going to supersede his guilt. So I think he's going to reach out, send a message to Roland and the other Rough Riders to pool as many resources as they can, but while still, leaving some people in place in their posts to make sure that, we're not taken advantage of while that's happening, and that we're going to move against the Shunt Mining Company.
Do you do the same with Silver Ridge? Do you take enough people that are willing to go while leaving a few to protect the place?
Oh, man. I think I would see first how many people are being sent from Ecton Falls and everywhere else. And if I feel like it's enough, then I would probably try to keep people in Silver Ridge. But if I get the feeling that it's not, I would have to make that tough choice of trying to bring some more.
Silver Ridge is not a very large town.
Right.
There's just over 30 people in this town. quite a few of them have now been trained and are capable, but you obviously don't want to take the entire town, or maybe you do. You spend a couple of days just kind of passing messages back and forth, and eventually feel like each one of these towns, obviously Ecton Falls kind of being the largest town in the New Frontier, is providing the brunt of the people. Each one of these towns really is providing a significant amount of Rough Riders for this. You've convinced them that this is necessary. Each of them has also had their own experiences with the Shunt Mining Company and these demonic creatures, and you know, they are convinced that this is important. So up to you if you want to.
I want to find, I want to find Jasper and just invite him over to my office while I'm waiting on everybody obviously to come out.
Okay. Yeah. He comes in and sits down and he puts his rifle next to him. Well, hey, Verboten.
Hey there, Jasper. It's always good seeing you, man.
Awesome. Great to see you too.
Yeah. Hey, I hate putting this on you, but can I talk to you about some things?
Well, yeah, certainly.
Well, you've heard about all these other towns providing, you know, more Rough Riders and us moving against the Shunt Mining Company, and
yeah, we're ready to go.
I'm struggling with something. I don't want you all to go with me.
Well, you've been training us for this.
Yeah, I don't want bad things to happen to you, and I know it's not my place to make a decision for you, but I already lost Jarl, and we lost Han, and Ada, and others. I don't want to lose you, man.
Well, I suppose I appreciate the sentiment there, but, you know, these creatures, not to mention the mining company, they've harassed us. They've injured people. Tilda was directly attacked by one of these creatures. I don't know that I could rightly live with myself if I didn't do something about it.
Yeah, I know. I know it's not my right to take that away from you. I just feel like I don't want my curse to keep hurting people, you know?
Have you shared about your curse with Jasper, or is this just...
No, this would be the first time I would say anything like that to him.
Well, Verboten, I don't really know what you mean by your curse, but you're not a curse to this town. You've been a blessing to us.
Yeah, see it that way, I guess.
Oh, it's true. You came in at a time when we really needed help, and you saved us. You kept the mining company from taking our town and from hurting us, and then this thing you've helped create with the Rough Riders, I don't even know that anybody could say how much of a difference this is going to make for all of us. We didn't know what we were doing out here, and there are a lot of scary things, and these are good people, but it doesn't matter if you're good. If somebody comes at you with a weapon, good intentions don't protect you.
Yeah, that is true.
We needed somebody like you to step up and show us what we needed to do, show us how to defend ourselves, and how to begin to take a bit of responsibility for our own protection.
Jasper, you're the best.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I try to see things on the bright side, and, you know, Tilda always says that I can talk a bit too much, but I think that I've really...
He's kind of searching for words, and he kind of looks seriously at you. He says, I've really appreciated what you've done for us, and quite honestly, the man you've helped me to become.
Well, I think you could have gotten there on your own, but well, I couldn't have thought of a better place to start out.
I think I'd be dead. So you've saved our lives, and you've given us a purpose and a reason to keep going. This is too emotional, but you've saved a lot of people. I know that the ones you couldn't save have been eating you up. We see you out there at their graves, but you've saved far more than you haven't.
Hope so. All right, well, Jasper, I'm sorry for putting that on you or taken away your right to choose. If you want to come on this, and anybody else here from Silver Ridge, then I'm not going to stop them. I know it'll be better.
Well, I think, honestly, most of the town would come if you asked, but I think we should probably organize it a little bit better than that.
Yeah, that's true. Why don't you, let's at least have some of the Rough Riders here to keep everybody else protected, and maybe get a couple volunteers to stay and go from there. How about that?
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I'll be good. I'll be good. That's all. Thanks, Jesper.
All right. Well, it's good to see you, like always.
Likewise, Jesper. Always a pleasure.
Well, you too. And he picks up his rifle and walks out.
Mm-hmm.
So over kind of, this period of time, the people of Silver Ridge kind of collect themselves, and you end up with probably, 20 volunteers that kind of get whittled down to about 10 people that decide to ride with you. Are you any other, preparations you want to make before leaving?
I would work with Sunny and make sure I can get a couple more of those Ecton Flash devices I bring with me. Yeah, stock up on supplies. Not sure how long we're going to be gone. Make sure we've got enough rations and everything. And
so you gather the people together, you gather those resources, and you ride out, and you ride for a couple of days until you get to the meeting place for, where kind of it had been decided for all the Rough Riders to kind of collect. And this is kind of a historic occasion. This is really the first time that the Rough Riders have been called on in this great of numbers to assemble. And so you kind of ride up, and you can see that there's a pretty large number of people here. There's tents kind of scattered around. You're probably a little disappointed that it doesn't look like there's a lot of organization. But there's kind of small groups and camps set up, and it's spread out over a pretty good size area. It's pretty late as you ride up, so you can see kind of the campfires and everything. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and just set up camp and sleep and, try to find somebody to talk to in the morning, or if you'd rather do that now.
I think I'd try to set up camp and sleep first, and then try to find, see if there's like representatives from each group in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you Silver Ridge kind of sets up your own section of this camp, and everybody starts to kind of bed down. Anything specific that you want to do before going to sleep?
No, I don't think so.
How are you sleeping these days?
Poorly.
Yeah?
Whereas before I would have these dreams that were glimpses of my long ago past. Lately I have recurring nightmares of that time with Jarl in the cave, and that look of despair and, despair on his face, and then seeing him run out the cave just being out of reach where I can't do anything.
Okay. As you're kind of tossing and turning, I'm going to need you to make a roll here.
Uh-oh.
So let's go ahead and do, let's say, either investigate or survival, your choice.
Let's do investigate.
Okay.
It's a total of 1.
All right. So you are, you're kind of tossing and turning. You fall asleep and kind of have this nightmare, and then wake up in a cold sweat, and you hear a rustle inside of your tent, kind of cloth moving against cloth, and then slight kind of ting of metal, and can respond to that.
I'm going to try to roll over quickly and see.
Okay, you roll and feel this creature's going to go ahead and make an attack against you.
Oh, yikes.
Go ahead and defend and get a use of surprise against you.
Okay.
And you can defend with fight or physique or athletics or whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to defend with physique, trying to catch it, stop it from hitting me.
Okay. So that's a 4 that this person rolled.
I rolled a 3.
So you feel this dagger kind of sink into your arm as you're rolling. You kind of tear yourself off of it and probably come up into kind of a crouch, and you can see this dark figure in your tent, and you can't really make much out except these kind of yellowish, slightly glowing eyes.
So I'd obviously take a physical stress?
Yes, 1 point.
Okay. Is this individual on top of me, or where are they at now?
No, they were kind of crouched down next to your bedroll. Okay. Stabbed down into you, but you've rolled away now. So
okay,
you're a few feet away.
So I will try to kind of gather my surroundings, and then instinctually I'm just going to like lunge for the knife to try to get another hand.
Cool. Yeah, go ahead. That'd probably be physique.
Physique roll, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 4 total.
Roll with physique against you. That's a 2. So you succeed. You lunge for this knife and grab it, and you feel kind of like fur underneath your hands, and you yank this knife out of this creature's hand, and it dips its paw into its robes and pulls another knife out, and it's going to stab at you again. Oh, that's not great. That's only a 2.
Okay, so I'm going to defend with physique again. It's only a 1.
All right, you're going to...
I don't know if I have anything that works here.
I didn't really set any scene aspects. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and do that. So there's a couple of scene aspects. This, you know, particular creature has a surprise aspect that it has already used, that you could technically use for the scene. Close quarters, I'm going to say.
Okay.
And I guess another one would be surrounded by allies.
Okay.
I mean, you're in the middle of a camp surrounded by allies, so
right,
you are definitely able to use that if you want. Maybe not specifically to defend against this attack, but that is something you can use.
How about I'm going to invoke close quarters, and when this individual pulled out their knife, they catch it on the side of the tent, and it, like, prevents them.
Ooh, that's good. I like it. It's very, very clever.
Yep.
We can do that.
Sweet. So it's a big point for that.
So this, you know, this knife kind of catches on the side of the tent and rips through it, but you kind of duck out of the way. So you have a knife. This person has a knife. I don't know if you have your gun on you.
Yeah, it was, like, just... It'd be on me or, like, laying to the side, so I'm trying to scramble and figure out, like, where I'm at, what's going on. Yeah, I think... Yeah, I want to try to make noise. I'm going to try to search for my gun, see if I can find it in the midst of this.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be difficult.
Okay.
Your weapon is essentially a part of you at this point. I mean, it would be like trying to find your leg, you know, it's not that difficult, so...
Yeah, so, I grab the pistol and then quickly, you know, hold it up close to my side and try to shoot close shot.
Yeah, go ahead and make an attack.
Okay. Hopefully a better roll. That's better, that's a 6.
Fence here is only a 0. So you see this bullet impact and this creature just kind of hisses at you. You just hear this almost like rodent-like hiss. And, you know, in the kind of the flash of the muzzle of your gun, you saw this kind of like rat-like face, whiskers. You probably wouldn't be real aware of what a were-rat is, but that is what this creature is.
Oh, fun.
and you hear the impact of the bullet. You don't hear any sort of like reaction of pain or anything. And this creature doesn't seem to be stopped or hindered whatsoever as it kind of leaps across the tent at you, and it's going to try to get you with its knife again.
Okay.
That is a 5.
Okay, rolling physique again to stop it. That's also a 5.
Okay. Yeah, so you defend against that however you want to.
Yeah, so as they're coming at me, like, I see the flash of the blade, kind of, and I grab it, I'm just stuck there holding it. Kind of this tension of, you know, the pressure preventing from stabbing me.
Yeah, you grab onto this knife, and
now you've kind of got one hand on one knife, you've dropped another knife, you've got a pistol in one hand, and you can, you know, make an attack if you want.
So I think what I want to do, so I want to utilize the momentum of it coming at me. I've got the knife.
Yep.
I'm going to, like, keep us moving backwards and then thrust it into the side of the tent. I'm hoping to, like, cut the tent, fall out, and hopefully have, like, alerting some of the people around. You know, obviously I'm surrounded by allies, so I'd like to invoke that if possible of, like, hopefully catching somebody's attention of getting out of the tent.
Okay, yeah, I like it. So go ahead and make your attack.
Okay. I think that'd be like a physique type thing, right? Trying to muscle through and
yeah, I think
get
so.
Out there. Okay. It's not bad. So 6 total.
Okay. Yeah, that was a 3 for the wear that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so then, you know, the knife catches the side, slides down a little bit to create enough space, and then I just thrust my back through it and pull him with me. It's using the momentum.
Okay, yeah. As you kind of both tumble out of this tent, this creature is going to let go of the knife and is going to attempt to launch itself kind of off of you and further out into the night.
Okay.
So it's going to make an athletics roll to do so. You can contest that if you want to try to hold on to it, or you can let it happen.
I'm going to try to hold on to it. Athletics. Okay. Yep.
It got a 5.
Oh, I got a 4.
So it lets go of this knife. That brings your hands back closer to you, and it just leaps off of you into the darkness. And you kind of watch it go over your head. You can swear as you see it flying through the air that it suddenly shrinks down, and you lose sight of it as it looks like it turned into a small rat.
Okay. I'm going to try to, like, run across, like, in front of the tent, grab one of the torches that's lit there, and kind of, you know, wave it in front of myself and yell out, "Help! Got a rat!"
All right, yeah, the other people of Silver Ridge, you know, here kind of all start pouring out of tents. Jasper runs out of his tent, you know, he's not even wearing pants, he's just running out in his breeches, and you know, Sunny Ridges runs out, kind of stumbles out of his tent, and, you know, these people are kind of getting out of their tents and grabbing torches and running up to you.
I was attacked. There was a rat person or something.
A rat person?
Yeah, I was sleeping and tried stabbing me in my tent and fought him off and looked like a rat. I had whiskers and everything.
I've never heard of a rat person before.
Me neither. But I saw one and it tried to kill me.
Well, you want us to go look for a rat person?
I suspect they're probably long gone by now, but if anybody sees a rat, just kill it outside.
Okay, yeah. Alright, well, let's post a watch, at least.
Yeah, for sure. I think I might need somebody to stand watch outside my tent.
Yeah. Jasper kind of rubs his eyes and says, I got you. Let me put on some pants.
Alright, thanks, Jasper.
So he goes and puts on some pants and comes and posts up outside the tent, which is now a little torn up.
But yeah.
Do you go back inside your tent?
Yeah.
All right. As you bring this torch inside your tent, you know, it's obviously a little kind of torn up and your bedroll has been kind of scattered and shoved aside. You see along with several knives, I think, by that point on the, you know, the floor of your tent, you see a piece of parchment of face down on the floor of your tent.
I'll go over, grab it, and pick it up.
You kind of, you know, look at it in the light of the torch. It's a letter from Dagmar Shunt offering a bounty on the head of the Sheriff of Silver Ridge.
Man, I always
good episode. There is his Stacy Bogroom. I don't even know why I'm in here because I'm not even friend of this campaign, but I'm really enjoying this and I'm hoping you are too. So if you follow and rate these guys on your favorite podcast platform, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, for me personally, I like to really get into the stories. That's my favorite in the characters. So I'm going to get on the Discord for these guys here. And there's a description down in the episode details below there. And these guys are 100% independently created and produced. And so really, it's to support the listeners like me that help them keep going.